Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we bring you the latest updates from the region that's shaping the future of aerospace. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're diving into a story about a local success that's really taking off Hollingworth Design. I see, Emma, you've heard about their expansion, right?
Yes, it's quite a journey they've made. Starting in 2005, Paul Hollingworth left his regular job after recovering from cancer and began Hollingworth Design from his home. Now, it's a multi-million pound business.
Wow, that is so cool. From home-based consultancy to a 12,000 foot squared facility in Stockport, that's impressive growth. How did they get there?
Well, initially Paul offered engineering design consultancy. But as demand grew for machining prototype parts, he had to move into machining. At first, he started with two small machines in his shed.
A shed, that's quite a humble beginning, but I guess the demand was there. So what made them decide to expand into machining?
Paul says they looked at the numbers and the reluctance of other subcontractors to take on their work. Having machining in-house was the logical conclusion.
Right, and they moved to a 4,000 foot squared facility in Denton. That's a big step up. What kind of machines did they get there?
They got a turning center and machining center from XYZ Machine Tools. But the real game changer came later with two index bar-fed mill turning centers, a G200-2 and a C100.
Opus 4, I see. The G200-2 has a powerful B-axis and can do simultaneous cutting with up to four tools. That must be a big advantage.
Exactly. Paul explains that any job that can be machined from bar is considered a turning job, even if there's no actual turning involved. This approach drastically reduces cycle times.
And how does Ceratizit come into play here?
Ceratizit UK and Ireland has been crucial. Their technical sales engineer, Matt Derbyshire, recommended a 5-flute Silverline solid carbide cutter for a specific component destined for super yachts.
Oh, that's interesting. What difference did that make?
Switching from a 4-flute 6mm milling cutter to this high-performance cutter allowed them to achieve a cycle time of 3.5 minutes per component, even when running 24/7.
Wow, that's a significant improvement. And they completed the entire batch of 4,000 components without changing the cutter. That's quite a big claim, right?
Yes, and it's a typical example of Hollingworth Design's approach, looking at every aspect of the job and engineering a process to make things better.
I see, they also use a Ceratizit TOM 840 tool vending system, right? That must help with managing tooling requirements.
Exactly. The TOM 840 provides flexibility by having tooling available when needed, automatically reordering and restocking. They only pay for the tooling they use, which helps with their 24-hour operation.
And the TOM 840 is free for customers meeting the minimum monthly spend of £3,000. That's a nice incentive.
They also use Ceratizit's regrind service for their solid high-speed steel and carbide cutters, which gives them a quick turnaround and returns the tools to as-new performance.
That's smart. So what's the financial impact of all this? How big is their subcontract machining business now?
Subcontract machining accounts for about £150,000 per month from their overall monthly turnover of £600,000. That's a significant portion.
Wow, that's a lot. And they recently completed an order for 72,000 components. That's a massive volume.
Yes, and they manage these volumes with support from Ceratizit through regular visits and daily tool management.
It's amazing to see how a home-based business can grow into something so successful with the right partnerships and technology. What's next for Hollingworth Design?
Well, it seems they're focused on continuing to optimize their processes and expand their capabilities. With their current setup and support from companies like Ceratizit, the sky's the limit.
That's a great story of innovation and growth. It's a testament to what can be achieved in the Northwest aerospace industry.
Absolutely. And this is just one example of the many success stories we have in our region. Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Join us next time for more updates from the world of aerospace in the Northwest.